Hi guys, please note that we will be discussing sensitive topics such as miscarriages, bulimia and trauma in today's episode. Listener and viewer's discretion is advised. Please see the description box for any support and advice on today's topics. Enjoy today's episode.
Shortly after finding out I was pregnant, I had a miscarriage. During the pregnancy, I was dropping weight daily. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I was at a healthy time to even carry a child. But yeah, after the miscarriage, after I had dropped so much weight, all the weight just, I don't know, like weight just came from nowhere.
I said, God, I'm giving you 6 months. Show me what you can do. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Father, who art in heaven? Like a big prayer. No, sometimes it's like, God, I can't do this. It's hard.
Right.
Help me. Yeah. When you think about it, like God and fitness, like how does that make sense? But it's just God in your life. Like right. Him first, everything else will align.
Well, get me through this. Yeah. If not, do you expect me to ask the devil to get me through? Like I literally,
but I got my own conviction when it came to how I dress in the gym. And I was like, no. I feel naked.
You're covering yourself.
Everyone's seeing my bum. Like before and afters. How do I do that now? How do I? I'm still trying to navigate it. That's why I took some time out.
Being told by a family member that I eat too much, and for them even feeding family members around me and just telling me no, like I don't need to eat right now. I would want to make myself sick. Like, okay, don't eat too much because it needs to come out of you. Or if you eat too much, you're going to be bloated and you're going to look a certain way. You won't be able to wear a crop top. You won't be able to.
God knows. He gave me this platform for a reason.
Right.
So it's like, use it, but just use wisdom and make it make sense and not perfect. As I said it, guys, I ain't perfect.
You ain't perfect.
No, show me. Nobody. Please. Please don't arrest me. I posted one post and that one post, it blew up that I was like, I thought I got hacked. I was scared. So, right. And then I had loads of perverts in my DMs also.
Is
I had dick pics then. I had to actually deactivate my account for like a month.
Hey, pastors. My seniors are in the room.
Please. Not this.
Nah.
I'm sitting at the high table today.
No. We're literally.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Weight of It podcast. It's me, Run With Rose, your mental health specialist, back again to talk about all things fitness, health and weight related. So today guys, I have the lovely, the beautiful Miss Tone with tea in the room. Hey baby girl.
Hey Rose.
I really like Tony of Tea, guys. I'm just gonna make that disclaimer. I really like her. Do you know, like, for anyone here who has like a fitness page, you always have like a few other fitness girls who like always engage with you or like just literally just kiki in the DMs and stuff like that, and you've been that girl for me.
Oh,
like,
right.
Literally, since I started today, she's been riding with me.
Yeah, facts.
Like literally, I just feel like we've just always been messaging and just always like encouraging each other. Definitely. And it's just like I had to get her on the pod, so
I'm happy to be here. Long overdue.
How are you, my dear?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
You look beautiful.
Let's see why I like her. You see why I like this girl? Always giving compliments. Thank you so much. And yeah, I'm really happy to have you here because like I said, we've had loads of conversations offline about like, you know, our health and fitness journeys. And I just think like, I think your story is quite unique actually. I do think it's quite unique and I think it will speak to quite a few people. So yeah, glad to have you in the studio, babe.
I'm happy to be here.
I guess a little bit about you as well for like our listeners. So I mean, I just called you Tone of Tea, but do you want to tell people like your name?
Oh, my name. Yeah, so my name is literally in the name. Yeah. My name is Tone. Yeah.
Name's
so
Tone.
When people are like, your name's actually Tone, I'm like, yeah, it's in the name. So my friend actually made it up for me when I first started. And she was like, what do we name this fitness page?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, we said different things that like, get fit with Tone. She was like, wait, Tone with T.
Love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you know when your name just helps? That was like me, Run with Rose.
Run with Rose.
Like, it was just like, I run. My name's Rose. Bish, bash, bosh.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, literally that.
Love that. And so, okay, cool. So your name, obviously, your name's Tone. You've got Tone with T. And I remember when I first came across your platform, it was all around like toning up, losing weight and all that stuff. Yeah. And I know now you've gone more towards like faith and fitness as well, which we're going to go into in today's conversation. Mm-hmm. I am going to ask you just an opening question.
Yeah.
And then we'll get a bit more into today's conversation. So you're at the gym. Yeah.
I'm at the gym.
What is your go-to song at the gym at the moment to get you fully pumped?
Right now, it's a gospel song. Mm-hmm. Is He Is Exalted.
Ooh.
And do you know how
I feel like I know that song.
I can't sing because I should sing, I would sing it. But when I'm there, I'm like,
You know what? Yeah. Gospel hits in the gym, you know. It hits differently.
Because at first I thought, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
Because I need something that's like...
Yeah.
And then it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm strong.
Yeah.
The Lord is my strength.
The Lord. Like, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But yeah, no, it does.
Oh, I love that. So
that's my go-to song.
Okay, cool. And as you know, I ask all my guests one particular question when they come to the studio. And I'm going to ask you the question, what weight are you carrying?
Ooh. I would say posting again on social media. Mm. I did go a bit ghost for a bit. But yeah, it's like I'm getting back in the flow of it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's being interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. But it's like, obviously, when you start, you want to keep that consistency and you don't want to just stop again, because I would start and then I'll stop.
Yeah.
And I'll start and I'll stop.
Yeah.
So now it's just to be consistent again and really just engage with the audience and with my followers and help people. I don't want to just be another fitness influencer that's just putting it out there just to put content out there. I want to help people. I want to make changes. And do you get what I mean?
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think you definitely are doing that, sis. Like, you know, sometimes I feel like people feel like they're constantly trying to do something, but they don't know you're already doing it as well. Mm. Because I feel like there's already people like you're impacting. Like, I see your post. Like, I think I was just saying to you, like, oh my gosh, so nice to see you posting again.
Yeah.
Because I'd really be there, like, okay, what's she saying? Okay, all right, I'm gonna take that tip on board. Like, because you know, there are those people, fitness people, you can just tell like they are doing it from a place of like, no, I just want to help people.
Yeah.
And I think you are one of those like, fitness influencers.
Thank you. I guess it's working out. Then.
Yeah, it's working out. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
So you said that, like, obviously, you know, you're the weight you're carrying is just trying to get back into posting.
Yeah.
What were the reasons that you stopped posting initially?
Okay, so if we were to bring it all the way back. Now, right now, I believe I'm on like 26,000 followers.
Love that.
It wasn't always like that. So, you know, you've been following me from the very beginning.
Yeah.
The beginning. So, obviously, it was me just posting my workouts. It was lockdown, posting it, everything, blah, blah, blah. Fast forward time, I had posted, the gyms are open now. So, I posted one post, and that one post, it blew up. That I was like, I thought I got hacked.
So
the followers just started going up, 5,000, 6,000, 10,000, 15,000.
From one video.
The video is now on like 2 million. And I was scared. So obviously when that first happened, it was a bit overwhelming because it's like, I was so used to having a small audience.
Right.
And now it's like 20 something K.
Right.
And then I had loads of perverts in my DMs also. Dick pics then. It was a lot. So I had to actually deactivate my account for like a month. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you probably didn't know.
No. You know when you see someone with a... Like, I saw your following go up.
Yeah.
And I just think I celebrated. I didn't know like...
Oh. People asked me, was that, like, is it fake? I said, I didn't do anything. I didn't buy any followers.
Wait, so people are actually sending dick pics?
Yeah, I got a lot of that. I got a lot of DMs of like men. And it was mixing with like, so I couldn't see the actual DMs from my followers that actually wanted help.
Okay.
So now it was just perverts. And it was like, it was too much for me because it's like, I didn't expect this overnight. Kind of thing. So I had to deactivate and I had to come back to myself because I don't want to lose myself just because I have these followers. Now I don't know who I am anymore because social media is getting to my head.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No. Wow. Okay. So you actually literally deactivated?
Yeah.
Is it?
For a month because I was like, this is too much. And I didn't want to post because it was too much.
Do you know why that's so interesting? Because you typically see like when someone gets to a new
like a level of followers. Yeah. It's like we celebrate, like, you know, yeah. maybe more deals are coming their way, or yeah, whatever. Yeah. But it sounds like for you, it's actually the opposite. You actually like moved away and moved back.
It was a lot.
Okay.
Because it was the wrong crowd a little bit at first. So it was like, this is not what my page is about. Okay. Like, but then, so then I stopped posting for a bit. Then I did come back because I was like, okay, cool. Now it's time to get the sponsorship deals, yeah. get the partnerships, get yeah. the collabs and everything. So come back. So I came back and I was posting and every video was getting a lot of likes, yeah. a lot of views, and it was all good. And then as the like months went by, the years went by, because I think yeah. that was like 2022.
Yeah.
I got really serious with my walk with Christ now.
Okay.
And I was posting as normal, because when you're like a lukewarm Christian, you don't really understand things. And I right. think the church that I started going to, so it was like a new church at the time, and they, like, we go by the Bible, black and white.
Okay.
And it's like, I've never been to a church that really does that. So right. this church, it really like shaped me. And I can okay. say like, now I can say I'm following God with my whole heart, like right. and I'm trying till this day. I'm still trying. I'm not perfect. I'm yeah. not all the way there, but yeah. I'm trying.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, some of my posts, it don't make sense. How am I here speaking the word of God, but it didn't make sense. And it was a bit sticky for me, because I was like, this is what I'll enjoy to do, enjoy doing, it's fitness, but my faith, how do I do it? And I couldn't quite navigate it. So I had to stop for a bit. I had to just pause and be like, am I going to drop this? Or what am I going to do? And as well, work, I would say work in a corporate job as well. So it was like, I also had that, what's that word? I was thinking, do I go for career based, like
okay.
move higher, or go for the fitness? But I was like, okay, just go for career okay. and I'll hold on to my faith and just keep walking like that. And then, yeah, so I've just stopped posting.
Wow.
I just stopped.
And you know, like how you've just posted like recently, is yeah. this you returning now?
This is me returning.
Wow. Yeah. That was a long pause then.
Yeah.
That was a really long pause.
You would see like here and there videos.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I was trying to stay consistent with my story.
Yeah. Because that was the thing. Because I think when I saw you at Magnemizer's fitness event, yeah. it was like I'd seen you somewhere, but not like seen you. So I remember when I saw you, I was like, oh my gosh, it's been like so long.
It was so long. I think it was your shoot was the last one.
Yes, yeah. And that was after I disappeared. That was before I disappeared.
You're
the disappearing act.
It happens.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, cool. So you've just come back now. So how long did you actually stop for?
I couldn't give you an exact time, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was here and there.
Okay.
I couldn't give you an exact
time. And do you know when you would like... So obviously it's really interesting, because I also stopped running Fraser,
yeah.
but mine was more so, you know, now saying it, looking back, kids, I'm actually really dramatic, because it's not that deep. But at the time it felt that deep. Right. Because for me, it was like, because I put on weight. So I felt like, well, how can I be out here telling the girlies this and I put on weight now? So for me, it was shame.
Right.
Like, I actually felt like it could never be me. So I ran away from my whole brand. Do you get it?
No, do you know what? I feel like we all go through that. We all go through the same thing, because obviously the main thing for me was obviously like faith, like how do I do this, and corporate job.
Yeah.
But that also had a part to play.
Yeah.
Because I didn't look how I started. Like
yeah. You don't look like your first transformation picture anymore.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it was so difficult, like having to cut. It was literally God that brought me back. Like it was literally like God meeting me and just speaking to me and being like, you got to come back. But if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't. Podcast where? Like, one of those who? Like, I had moved on. I said, yep, that was a nice season of my life. And I had moved on. So I find it interesting that, like, you went and it was more so to, like, reconnect with actually what God wants you to do with the platform. So do you feel like you always knew you would come back? Or was it like...
I was never going to lose it.
Okay,
fully.
Right.
I was never going to lose it. I just needed to know how I was going to navigate this time around.
So now that you're back to posting, like, how do you feel, like... posting and like faith, and how do you feel like you're trying to navigate that at the moment?
I mean, I'm happy, because I feel like I generally enjoy recording content and editing. Like the minute I finished recording it, I get into my room and I'm like, yeah, let me start editing it. Yeah. So I'm happy, and I feel like it's a little bit difficult, because when you're trying to step away from like worldly music, what do you put behind that video?
Okay.
Now I was looking for different sounds that also match it, and like, you know, you've got a couple people that post content to do with like, what's this thing called? With like recommendations of good gospel music that you can listen to in the gym.
Yeah.
So I'm tapping into those and seeing
I think I did see you put, something like that. Yeah. Okay, lovely.
So yeah, it's been good overall. Good. Still working it out. But
no, I love that. And we do have a surprise additional guest in the room now, Miss Michaela.
Hi, guys.
Hey, girl. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So you've been trying to film for a minute together. This has been long overdue. Just like Tony, it's been very long overdue, but I'm happy that you're finally here.
Both here. Yeah. Today. Hopefully we cover everything.
Yeah.
Once and for all.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So do you want to introduce yourself? You know, you are what you do.
I don't mind. So my name is Michaela. Well, I mean, similar to Tone, I'm not sure whether she mentioned it, but I'm also on my like Christ journey. I've only recently stepped into fitness fully, like I would say the beginning of the year. Before then it was just like on and off, trying to go to the gym, trying to be committed, trying to find motivation, and nothing was working. What else do I do? I'm into property.
That's different.
And yeah, I've started my own like fitness page, MixFit. And it's been hard when it comes to posting. I don't think I've posted for a while, but it's something new to me. Yeah. So it's like I have to adapt again. I do have a business as well. I do hair. How can I forget? That's my baby, my absolute baby.
Love that.
I do hair. And even juggling posting with that, it's like a mental battle sometimes. Because of what's going on out there, and like you hear that the market's oversaturated and all of these different things. Sometimes it could be a bit discouraging. But you just have to keep going, keep pushing yourself, keep encouraging yourself.
That part.
And yeah, that's that about me.
That was a very like all rounder intro. Like
I just tried to cover everything, you know.
I want to talk like you.
Girl. Wow. So obviously I know you two are friends, so I'd like to know that, how do you guys know each other?
We know each other, funny enough. We have a mutual friend who we're both close to. Tone has known her a bit longer, well, a lot longer than I have actually. But I feel like everything just gelled together when Tone joined our church.
Yeah.
And it was so weird because I genuinely feel like it was God orchestrated. I was looking for someone to train me and to like encourage me and just go on the journey with me, but not wanting to spend the funds.
You want to pay for the PT.
So then I didn't actually know that Tone was into fitness and actually had such a big following and all of these things. I was just seeing that as that's my friend, that's my sister's sis. So, and then we just started to gel more. And then I then came across, okay, she's actually into fitness and she's into it real deep. Like it was deeper than I thought she was into it. And then, yeah, I started talking. We became really close. And it's like, you know, when sometimes a relationship with two people, like has been ongoing and then you now enter, you can sometimes feel like an outsider. I never felt like that. And like, we have our own sistership, our own relationship, and then it all comes together with all three of us as well.
Okay.
So I just love the way that like everything was orchestrated.
I'm grateful for my sis. Thank God.
Oh, that is so cute. You know, I love sisterhoods. I love hearing stories like this because as you can see, my friend here, she follows me to all my studio sessions because, you know, it's my gang.
My girl. Got you.
Yeah, honestly. And it's needed.
It is. Sisterhood's so important. So, I love that. See, this is how I knew that I got along with you guys. Because the vibe, it's just giving that familiarity. I know this vibe. It's sisterhood.
It's natural.
Yeah.
When something is organic,
you
just can't, like, you just can't make it up. And you see it, like, comes to life. So,
I love that. So, Michaela, I met you at Magnumizer's fitness event at the end. I think obviously because I'd met and already knew Tone, she introduced me to you. And I remember, like, I think that's when I was just like, oh guys, I have a podcast. I think this was like, is it February?
It was like,
I think it was last year.
Because I was literally two episodes in. My podcast was so new. It was February. I remember I was so new to the podcast. So, you know, every time I spoke to someone, I was like, hi, I have a podcast. Do you want to come on the podcast? Like, kind of thing. Yeah. And I remember we actually got to talking and we like actually had like quite a deep conversation about like God and some like trauma and stuff. And I remember I was like, oh, y'all might come in on the podcast to talk about it. So I remember when we were like talking about, I think I was telling you guys why I started the podcast and how like I feel like people always just like, oh, you know, go to the gym, eat less. And it's like, it's not that simple for some people. Like there's psychological factors at play. And I think you spoke about like some of the trauma when you were younger and like being told like not to like eat or
overeat
stuff like,
and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then I think we spoke about like a little bit more into like adulthood as well, like some of the things that you've experienced. So that's what I remember.
Yeah, that's fine. So if we take it back, way back then, so as a child, I wasn't necessarily big as a child. But from what I can remember, it got to a stage where, you know, you have like your baby fat or like your chubby. And I just remember clear as day, actually, funny enough, being told by a family member that I eat too much. And I remember them even feeding family members around me and just telling me, no, like, I don't need to eat right now. So I feel like that enabled me to have a bad relationship with food from the jump, because it was like any time that I came across food, it's like I was comfort eating and I was overindulging. And although the weight wasn't sticking, I feel like it wasn't sticking because I was probably subconsciously depressed about the comments. So then it got to, I think, that crossover from year 6 to year 7 to about like 10, 11 around that time. And I dropped off all this weight, didn't do anything. But then again, you're a child going into puberty and all of these different things, your hormones, everything's changing. Starting your menstrual cycle as a young lady. And I remember going into year 7 and I was like a stick. I was very slim and I just, it wasn't normal for me. It's not something that I'm used to seeing. Then it got to a stage where that family member was telling me, why do you look so small? You don't eat. So it was just like, well, I don't know what to do, but at such a young age, you don't realize how much it's affecting you mentally. And the relationship that you are having with food. I used to be in my house telling my mum, I'm too big, I'm too dark. Like, it just stemmed a lot of different...
So it spiraled.
It expanded into other areas. And then my mum used to think, oh, yeah, you must have, like, some sort of eating disorder, like, or something, because I eat something that I probably haven't told many people, but I would want to make myself sick. And I feel like that's called bulimia.
I've
done research, but... Not all the time when I do it, but mentally it'll be like, okay, don't eat too much because it needs to come out of you. Or if you eat too much, you're going to be bloated and you're going to look a certain way. You won't be able to wear a crop top. You won't be able to wear this. You won't be able to wear that. So then that was like the younger stages. When I was in secondary school, I wasn't on the bigger side at all. Then I started going to the gym when I was about 16 because I was really slim and I was just like, I want to like, tone up, but at the same time get a bit thicker, like that was kind of like the aesthetic
at the time.
So it was like following the trends and stuff like that. But in all that I'm saying, I'll get to it a bit further down the line, but you'll realize that I don't ever check in with what I actually want and what may be good for me.
It's all the external factors
that I'm just taking in. I'm trying to like design my life around other people's standards. So then that's fast forward to trying to go to the gym to put on weight. I don't actually remember that period. It's like such a blur because I think I was just going. I didn't have no form. I didn't know what I was going to the gym to do. I was just walking in, walking out. Yeah, got on the treadmill for 10 minutes.
Oh, we've all been there.
Do you know what I mean?
Pick up a weight, like do this. I don't
even, at the time, I don't even think I picked up any weights. Oh, just the machines, the lowest of the weights of the machines. And I was just freestyling with every and any machine. And then stopped going to the gym. I would say, okay, that was at 16, 17. I was just always in and out of the gym. Don't think I'd ever done like a consistent 6 months. I don't think I had at the time. Then fast forward to 2020. 2020, I fell pregnant. And during that time, I lost a lot of weight. Bear in mind, take it back a little bit more, I started smoking. So that also wasn't a good thing because in smoking, you're not really paying attention to a diet requirement.
Like, and is this weed or is this
weed? This is weed. Okay. So this is me smoking, I'm just eating because I've got the munchies. I'm not really eating because I know I need to eat breakfast, lunch and dinner.
That makes sense, yeah.
I'm eating because I've got the munchies or I'm really hungry in that moment. Aside from that, I wouldn't eat. So I didn't have a balanced diet, whatever that is to whoever says what a balanced diet is. And then, fast forward to 2020, I fell pregnant. And in that time, obviously, your body, like, you go into shock. It's like, I can't be smoking. I can't be drinking while I'm carrying a child. Then shortly after finding out I was pregnant, I had a miscarriage.
Sorry to hear about that.
It happens. And I do believe, like, now that God had his reasons. I can only say that now because coming to Christ, a lot has been revealed to me. Mm-hmm. And the joy that I've found in Christ, I didn't have that before. So it's like, only God knows why he did it. And only God knows if that's what he needed to do to draw me closer to him.
Right.
So it's taken me a few years, and because the anniversary of it has just actually passed, funny enough. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a big mental shift and mental growth. But in saying all of that, during the miscarriage, during the pregnancy, I was dropping weight daily. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I was at a healthy time to even carry a child myself. But after the miscarriage, after I had dropped so much weight, all the weight just, I don't know, like weight just came from nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I just started piling it on. So this is somebody that's been on the smaller side, had some sort of childhood trauma, weight is fluctuating, to then being slim, being comfortable in my slimness, and then I'm now putting on weight, I'm not recognizing myself, but I'm in a depressed state, so it's like, I'm not really caring about myself as well, and then I think I gave my life to Christ in 2021, and I was aware that I wasn't necessarily happy with the continuous weight gain.
Yeah.
And then I guess I would think about it and I would start the gym and then I'd stop the gym again. But this time it was like trying to let people around me know. So it's like, whoever's on the gym thing, let's go together.
Okay, like accountability.
Seeking accountability, seeking companionship in the gym, on the journey, because it's like I was just very fearful to be alone and do it alone. Mm-hmm. Wasn't consistent then between 2021 to 2023. It's not until last year, 2023, I think that's when I met Tone.
Okay.
And then I started to have more of those conversations, and it's like, I started to ask myself, what do you want for yourself? You're saying you're uncomfortable in your own skin. You're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're weighing yourself and you're just in disgust. That's just how I was feeling at the time. But what are you doing about it?
Right.
And then it's like, when you're having these conversations with yourself, and it's like, there's no one to really talk to besides God. And it's like, God also wants you to be proactive. If I bring a little scripture in there, it says like laziness, like God doesn't like a lazy man. Mm-hmm. A little sleep, a little slumber. Like I was just comfortable in my uncomfortability.
Yeah. But you knew it was something you need to work on.
Exactly,
but
not doing anything about it. So it just became a constant mind battle.
Okay.
And then until Tone actually was like, okay, no, come on, you're gonna do this.
I'll be like, do you want to look like an auntie already now?
And she means what she says. She actually means what she says. So that's somebody, I would say that my real weight loss journey, or my weight journey, transformation, I don't know, it started off late 2023, but then I consciously decided in 2024 that I'm going to make it my mandate by my 28th birthday in November to be my best self. And even if that doesn't mean I look like my perfect body, my mind will be at peace.
Love
knowing
that
I'm on a journey. Yeah. And it is a marathon, because every day you get another chance to do life. You've got another chance to make better decisions, make better habits. And yeah, that's what I'm just trying to do daily.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that was real deep. No, I really loved, and I love the fact that you still have such a positive outlook, because you know, like the stuff that you've explained, like these are really deep stuff that, like, yeah, you know, a lot of people find it really hard to overcome. And it sounds like, you know, friendship has helped, of course God has helped, yeah, and the fact that you're still moving forward as well is really beautiful. And girl, I can only imagine, because you know, some of us, just even going to the gym is just difficult in itself, but then I can only imagine how difficult it is when you've got all that stuff on your mind too. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? So it's like, and I think that's how the conversation started when we met. It was like, it's not that simple for some people. It's not that simple. It's like, simple. It, you know, just eat less. Okay, where does one start? Yeah. Do you know the things that are in my mind, the thoughts that are in my mind, so on and so forth? So I just think, like, I'm so grateful that you shared this story with people, because I think people need to know it. Not everybody is just like, quote unquote, lazy. Like, there are reasons why, exactly, people are struggling to do certain things and to build certain habits, and because life is happening and like there's traumas in place as well.
100%. One thing that I'd also like to add is that when you like touch on the mind, you can really, how can I word this? I feel like everything starts off in the mind. So there has been times on the journey where my mind's not correct. So my physical body's not manifesting what I want what I said I will do. Mm-hmm. You might plan last week to go to the gym 4 times a week this week, and if your mind's not in the right frame,
yeah,
you're not going. Mm-hmm. If you make it once, it's like, by the grace of God.
Yeah.
But if your mind's not right, you can't push yourself. And one thing that I learned during the journey is that you can't rely on motivation.
Oh.
Discipline.
Motivation runs out. Like, motivation runs out. Mm-hmm. You have to just be disciplined, like Tone said. You have to be disciplined, and you have to consciously make the choice every single day. I want better for myself.
Yeah.
You have to check in with yourself, not check in with what people are saying to you, saying about you. I get the comments now, oh, you can stop losing weight now, or you look perfectly fine. And I'm like, thank you, but no thank you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Thank you, but no thank you. Yeah. I'm checking in with me. Thank you for your comment, but I'm checking in with myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, like you said, I think you said before how you used to have a lot of influence from external sources. So I'm really happy to hear that you are checking in for yourself, because this is the thing about weight. Like, you could be feeling like you're heaviest, but someone's saying you look great.
Mm.
But it's like, if what you're thinking looks great is not healthy for me, then it doesn't matter. So like, you I think there's a saying that's like, if you live for the, is it, if you live for the praise, you'll die by the something else, I can't remember the term, criticism, something like that. But basically, you can't live for people's comment. Yeah, like,
sounds kind so of thing. Real.
I wish I knew what it was, it would have landed better. But obviously, it sounds like, you know, for both of you, God is such a, like, a centerpiece in your fitness journey. And I have a question, because, you know, I don't know, sometimes when I say women of faith, it sounds like I'm a pastor's wife when I say that term. But like, I have a relationship with God, and I have like really good relationship with God. But then like, I wouldn't necessarily say I always tap into that in terms of my fitness. So I wanted to know, what does that actually look like to like both of you? I guess I'll start with you, Tone. Like, what does that look like?
I would say you can't do this life thing alone, you know, and you can't do it with your own strength. Like, when I first started, like, properly, I feel like I've been going to the gym for, like, 10 years. But
Same.
But, like, properly was my last year of uni. And I had come out of a relationship. That was my heaviest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually doing an extra year to my friends. So I was in Leicester. So I was doing 4 years instead of three. And this year now, I'm like, no one my age is here. Mm. I'm just with kids. I'm away from home. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to put God, fitness, uni was all there. I was uni was there. But it was like, that's what I'm running with. And I knew, I said, okay, do you know what? You know when you just say, let me give something 6 months and see how it goes?
Yeah.
As bad as this sounds, but obviously at the end, it made sense. I said, God, I'm giving you 6 months.
Mm.
Show me what you can do.
Yeah. Right.
Like, literally show me what you can do. And then,
even, was that specific to fitness? You were telling God to show
me. It was with life and fitness. But fitness, because I was like, this weight needs to shift.
Yeah.
Like, surely it's possible. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but it wasn't by my own strength. Like, there was times when it's like, I don't want to do this, but it's like, God, please help me. Even that little saying that you don't know, you're actually speaking to God while I'm communicating to him.
Yeah,
all the time.
Even when you're angry, you think God, we talk to God. Look at Job. Job was fuming.
Yeah. So sometimes it's like you just have to go and just talk to God. And
yeah.
I feel like some people think when you talk to God, it has to be our Father who art in heaven, like a big prayer. No, sometimes it's like, God, I can't do this. It's hard.
Right.
Help me.
Right.
Like, be my strength. Help me. Like, help me to be in the right mindset. Because as Michaela said, it's all in the mind.
Mm.
Anyone can just say, okay, today I'm losing weight. You say, okay, I'm eating salad. I'm eating this. The next day you're like, you forgot about it because your mind is not really there. You're just thinking that, let me just try this. But it's all in the mind. So I prayed a lot and I was like, God, just help me this time around. Let me be consistent. Mm-hmm. Let me speak the woman I want to be into existence.
Right.
Like, it was very much like that. Like, God, please mold me. Help me. Let me be fit. Let me be a Proverbs.
Yeah. 31. Proverbs 31.
Like, please, let me get up early. Let me do...
The lamp is it's out.
You get what I'm saying? So I feel like... Yeah, it was good because I felt that at that time I've isolated myself. Okay. There's no friends. There's no, when they're going motives, I wasn't going because it's in London. I'm in Leicester.
Right.
It didn't make sense. It was literally, it's me and you, God.
Right.
It's a one-on-one thing.
Okay.
And when I put God first, everything else aligned.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, like God and fitness, like how does that make sense? But it's just God in your life. Like right. Put him first, everything else will align.
Love
literally
that.
And that's it for me, really.
Love that.
Yeah.
Guess it's my turn.
So mix.
Yeah.
So what does it look like? For me, it genuinely looks like prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It genuinely looks like conversations, like just how we're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You might catch me sitting in my car. People probably think I'm crazy in my area. Mm. Like, I can get home, park up for an hour, and I'm just talking to God. I might be crying in worship. I don't care. He's walking past the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's literally including him in even the things that you don't think he cares about.
Mm.
For me, my last set, I'd be like, God, any strength. I've recently started running like 5K, like yeah.
I've seen you guys
stuff.
Do that. Yeah.
And I'm running. I'm like, God, you're not going to put me to shame today. You're not going to put me to shame today. Like, I came here and I'm quite competitive.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it, but being in this fitness space, I'm quite competitive. Like, I'll push myself and I also know my limits. Mm-hmm. I won't, like, overdo it because I'm not trying to go to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I'm running sometimes, I've been telling people recently, that's one of the most intimate times I have with God.
Mm.
Because even though I'm running with other people, everyone's running at different paces. You don't know what's going on in my mind. I don't know what's going on in yours.
Yeah.
It's also helped me when I am encouraging people that are behind me or trying to keep up, because I'm just like, don't limit yourself, because I know that that's the voice that I've heard inside of me. That's the voice that God has used to encourage me while I'm running. Don't limit yourself. You can do it. You got yourself here. You keep going. You don't work for your body. Your body works for you. And once again, it's just realigning your mind to understand the power that you actually have, the power that God has actually given you.
Yeah.
Remind him of what, if you're someone that reads your Bible, if you're someone that you're not, I encourage you,
you
to.
Said,
because you said
in Psalm.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm telling you what you said in your book, in your word, in your life.
Yep.
Because the word is life. Like, he holds his word above his name. So I'm going to refer back to that word that you gave to me.
Yeah, word.
And I'm going to let you know that you got to get me through this. Because if not, do you expect me to ask the devil to get me through? Like, I literally, that's how I speak to God, because
I love that.
I haven't created this relationship. Like Tone said, it's not, oh man, like, oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
It's not nothing like that. It's personal. And I feel like that's what makes it very unique. And that's where you get to differentiate religion and relationship. Like your relationship with God is always going to look like how you want it to look, depending on how much you allow his will to be done in your life. If you want it to look like God is the author of your life, you have to put him in that position.
Yeah.
You can't go before him. If you ask him to go before you, you let him go and then you follow.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what I do. God, should I go today? What should I do today? And you actually are patient enough to wait on what he has to say.
And I guess that's what it looks like.
Word, word. Hey, preacher, pastors.
Please, please.
Not Pastor Michaela and no. Pastor Tone. No.
Pastor Michaela, please.
But like, yeah. I have like, so like last like question, yeah. So obviously you're both now like posting on socials. I know you said that sometimes you're, yeah. you ain't as like consistent, but neither am I. So no shade yeah. there. What does that look like trying to navigate faith, fitness, and also I guess posting in the world, essentially? Like, I think you mentioned it before, Tone, about like not wearing certain things.
Yes.
Like, what does that look like?
So from the jump, I love gym clothing. Like, that's my thing. When I first started, I wanted every single color of everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, I love it. So with me as well, like when you have now worked for that body that you've got, you want to show it off now. Mm. And you can, like, that's why I say, like, I stopped posting because I kind of, like, I let the world take me. Like, what was in being thick, slim waist, thick, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. Do you get what I mean? But it's promoting it so much. So I would always have, like, a little gym bra and leggings. And I'm very much comfortable walking around like that. I walk around in the gym like that. I work out like that. And it's fine. Some people still do it. That's fine for them. But I got my own conviction when it came to how I dress in the gym. And which I think is a bit of a sticky one because it's like, majority of gym clothing is leggings. Yeah. Leggings and a gym bra and like blah, blah, blah. So what, obviously it's been a thing where I've been doing for ages. Yeah. Now it's like to unlearn the things that you've been doing.
Yeah.
So what I try and do and try and implement, like I'm still growing, I'm still learning. Like I'll now always wear a top, like an actual top, or a gym top.
Yeah.
Or I would wear the gym cardigan.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just so it's like, because then I started feeling uncomfortable.
Right.
After being in the Word and in my journey, I was like, I was not naked. I
God
was
does
like,
that to you.
Not does the, that. No, shut up.
God does that to
no,
you.
No, honestly, like, it came to me because it wasn't just, oh, no one does this in church, so I can't do it. No, it was my own personal conviction.
Right.
That I was like, no, I feel naked.
You're covering yourself.
Everyone's seeing my bum. Like, so I just felt like, do you know what? Like, you know, now if I don't have I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So that's me now. I like, wear the gym cardigans and like I would wear a top and stuff like that. But yeah, in terms of posting as well, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of clickbait things that will draw attention. So if I'm like, oh, how to get a shelf,
right,
and if I'm posted up in one way and that you're seeing that, you're like, that,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? And this is not, obviously with us girls, like we, our audience, we're for the girls.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the girls, but there's very much guys watching you as well. So it's like, fair enough, we know we're not doing this just for the guys, we're doing it more time for the girls, but it's like they're seeing this as well. And it's like, how do you want to be portrayed, what are you putting out? And to do with faith now is like, hey, like how do I do this? Because it's a bit sticky. But now when I'm recording, I try and use that angles, like I wouldn't go for the same angle where I would just turn around and you'll see me. Like I would try and, like, if I'm doing a leg day workout, leg day is leg day, like what can I do? But certain angles that I'll now record things just to try and, like,
yeah,
pay attention to the workout, not the
right,
do you got what I mean?
Right.
But at the same time, when I'm trying to, like, people want to see your before and afters,
yeah,
so it's now even,
oh, because it's sometimes before and after, it's just you're in a bra and a pant or bikini. Oh,
I had taken down some posts that is I had, it? Yeah, because it was just that, this is my whole,
yeah, your whole body is out
to the world.
Yeah,
like, wow. I don't know who has it on the phone.
Yeah,
it's being deep, it, like, yeah, just crazy. You don't know who has that on your phone.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, it's even just stuff like that, like before and afters. How do I do that now? How do I'm still trying to navigate it. That's why I took some time out, because it was like, how do I go about this? Because I love God. And I love God. So if it's for me to give this up, if I had to, if it ever came to it, then goodbye.
Okay.
But it's like, God knows he gave me this platform for a reason.
Right.
So it's like, use it, but just use wisdom and make it make sense. And if I've got this platform now, you know, I told you about the numbers, the way it went up. Let me do something where I can actually somewhat evangelize the people and share my journey. Like now, I can share my workouts and my tips, but I would take pictures of my devotional. Someone would be like, sis, what
is
that? What is even the little things? Because I'm not doing this for man, but it's just what I do. And I take pictures of it. And it's like, people are like, what is that? What is that? And it's reaching out for different people. You don't know who hasn't actually heard like having a bad day, but they come across your story and they're like, this word touched them.
Yeah.
So it's like, God, just use me.
Yeah.
Use me for however you want to use me. But let me, if we want to be more like Jesus, I need to carry myself in a certain way that.
Yeah.
Do you go? I mean, but it's still trying to navigate. Yeah, I'm not perfect. As I said it, guys.
I ain't perfect.
You ain't perfect.
No one should hold me.
Nobody.
Please don't arrest me. Yeah. But I'm trying.
Police, please. Yeah, no, fuck please, it up.
Please. Because I'm trying.
No, yeah.
And
I love that.
It's only God, isn't it? It's only God that carries me. But I'm trying. Oh. And we all are. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So, yeah.
That. Wow. Mikaela.
In terms of when it comes to posting, obviously, I started my journey whilst being in Christ. So, funny enough, contrary to what Tone said, I've never been comfortable walking around the gym.
Oh, okay.
In like a sports bra and just the leggings. But funny enough, I could do it outside. But I feel like because when I first started the gym, my mindset was the only people that do that are the people with the body already. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going there with the mindset that I had an okay body or the typical gym body. So I've always worn like a gym top, gym leggings. And I feel like I'm most comfortable working out in gym leggings and a gym top. However, sometimes it is like when you're recording, as Tone mentioned, not recording those specific angles mm-hmm. that you know will entice people. Mm-hmm. And it's more so, I don't know, just asking God what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. Once again, including him in all of that. I've got videos that are on my phone and it's, I can't post that because I don't feel comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. But the ones where he, like, I feel like I'm also comfortable and I don't feel convicted, I will post. And I feel like that has probably put a pause in why I post the way that I have been. And there's been, like, no post for a while because I'm still trying to figure that out as well.
Yeah.
But in terms of the faith element, obviously, I know a lot more. I know a lot of gospel songs and I've followed the trends of like finding out new gospel music that's like more upbeat that you can listen to in the gym. And I'll put that behind my videos, spreading a word or like maybe the word that God has used to keep me during that week when I'm working out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll add that to captions or I will speak about it throughout the post or something. Mm. Similar to Tone, sometimes I also post the devotion. I think I actually stole that from her. because we read a similar devotion, the same devotion, but it's, well, on different days because I put my hands up. I don't read it every day. So it's like when I'm catching up to it, it's just, if something sticks out to me, then I'll post it and I'll share it. I'm still in the loop of using my personal platform and also
the fitness one
to post different fitness content. I might post on both, I might just post on one. But yeah, I'm still just trying to navigate it. And obviously it's a journey. I would love to start like posting more of the food that I eat as well. When I'm doing like challenges as well, keeping people in the loop of that. Because for example, using July as an example, I've had no sugar this month of July, and that would have been something nice to document.
Yeah.
But I'm planning to maybe do another challenge myself to do something else in August, and I'll probably document that. So yeah.
Wow, this has been such an insightful conversation, guys. I really feel like, hey, pastors,
yeah,
my seniors are in the room.
Please, not this.
Nah,
I'm sitting at the high table today.
Nah. We're literally just God girls loving God and trying to include him in everything.
That's it. I love it. No, honestly, thank you guys so much for sharing your stories and like, I guess your wisdom and the reality of actually what it looks like being a follower of Christ and trying to navigate social media and fitness in this current social media age. It's not easy. And I think, you know, big up you guys for actually standing 10 toes down on like the convictions you've been having. God, reward them, please.
Amen.
But thank you guys so much for coming for today's episode. I've just felt so sure. I had so much more to talk about.
There's so much
to unpack. We might need a part two.
No, we have to do this
back,
again. No, yeah.
We'll be back.
We've got to do
Are you guys going to come back?
Yeah, we'll come back.
Okay, guys. Well, they say they're coming back, so they'll come back. You've told the listeners now, so they'll be expecting.
We'll be back.
Okay. No, because I think, because obviously, like I said, I'm a follower of crisis myself. So yeah. I think there's a lot of things that even I would want to just ask just out of my own curiosity. So yeah, thank you guys so much for coming. Guys, you will have all their details in the description box to follow them. For anyone who's on their walk of Christ or just wants to even know more about God, you might not be on a journey at all, mm-hmm. but you want to know more, please do, you know, feel free to connect with these two. I'm sure their DMs are open. I'd be happy to talk to you. I know I said they're pastors. I'm only joking. They're not pastors. No, please don't come for anointing and for, like, you know, they're not actually pastors. Feel free. Yeah. But thank you guys for listening to episode 15 of the Weight of It podcast. It's been me, Run with Rose. We've got Michaela in the room and Tone with T. And we will be back for another episode. But stay tuned for episode 16 coming out soon. Bye, guys. Bye.